From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I hope, too, that I will be able to begin serving my sentence in the very near future, because I would like to be back as early in March as possible in order to plant the new spring garden and to truly get things growing again.
Everyone on the Gulf Coast is going to feel it somehow or another. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of who's going to get the worst part of it. And I'm hoping it's not us.
Like a freight train coming at you for about 7 hours is about what it was like. We all slept there in the halls. It was rough.
You didn't type these memos?
No. And it's not the form that I would have used. And there are words in there that belong to the Army, not to the Air Guard.
They haven't produced one document expert who has said, yes, I looked at those documents and I absolutely think they are credible and here's why.
Those who have criticized aspects of our story have never criticized the heart of it, the major thrust of our report, that George Bush received preferential treatment to get into the National Guard and once accepted, failed to satisfy the requirements of his service.
Despite ongoing violence in Iraq, that country now has a strong prime minister, a national council, and national elections are scheduled in January. The world is changing for the better. Our nation is standing with the people of Afghanistan and Iraq because when America gives its word, America must keep its word.
True leadership is about looking people in the eye and telling them the truth even when it's hard to hear. 2 days ago, President Bush came before you and you received him well, as you should. And I'm grateful for your reception here today. But I believe that the president failed that fundamental test of leadership. He failed to tell you the truth.